Here, Chekhov talks about unions and precisely about the reasons for their existence and the differences between the rank and file members and the union leaders.
Well, in Ireland, actually, the people who tend to be unionized tend to be worse paid, you know? I mean, Ireland has probably got a unionization rate of somewhat around 50% nowadays. And you tend to get people in not the very worst jobs because they're the ones that are only unionized at the very bottom, but who are actually probably paid worse than average, okay? You get, like, manual laborers, factory workers, that's where you'll find unions. You won't find them so much in the professions. I mean, you will a little bit, but generally you couldn't say that unionized workers are in any way privileged compared to your average worker. The problem, I mean, in Ireland's probably quite similar to most Western countries nowadays. You've got a vast gulf between the rank and file membership and the officials, okay? So, for example, Ireland's biggest trade union, SIPTU, the president maybe makes about $100,000 a year or 100,000 euros a year. The average wage of the membership would be something like 20,000 euros a year. So that's the problem, is that the leadership is in no way representative of the membership. So, but however, why we... one of the major reasons why we prioritise work within the trade unions is because it gives us a forum for getting our anarchist ideas out there. And trade unions are, at least, by joining a trade union, you are saying, I have interests opposed to the bosses. So you get, as an anarchist, you get to go to, for example, a branch meeting every few months where you've got a bunch of workers who said, yes, I am opposed to the bosses and I am here basically to see what we can get from the bosses. And so you can distribute literature there, you can argue, and you can as well also... What we concentrate on within the trade unions is basically saying, listen, we've got to replace this leadership, but we don't have to replace them with better leaders. We just have to replace them with bottom-up control, with real democracy, direct democracy, delegates and recallable officers and all this type of stuff. And that's the real problem of the unions. It's not that they're conservative in themselves or that the workers in them are conservative. It's the leadership is the problem and the structures that allow the leaders to not really respond to the interests of the members.